Oki and Astuni, Danaku. Hello, relatives. This is Leah, Punaki, Elk Woman, coming to you from Inner Tribal Radio. And this is Inner Tribal Radio's Red Road and Power Hour. I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening in, tuning in. And I want to take a little time to honor each of you. I'm very grateful for this chance to be able to, you know, speak to my brothers and sisters, my relatives out there. It's a privilege to be here. And I want to do a shout out to my sister, Indy 41. April Satchel. You know, she's really inspired me and been behind me 110% with my own career. And, you know, it means a lot to an individual coming from a background like me. And like many of you, to have somebody believe in us. And so just knowing that I have her, you know, with me on this journey, on this red road, really, really helps me, along with my elders, my loved ones. And, you know, let's take a little time to recognize and acknowledge our ancestors, right? Because without our ancestors, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be where we are today. We've come a long ways. And just thinking back, you know, it was just in the 1970s where our Indigenous women were being sterilized without knowledge of it. And so, you know, it was all the 1960, I think my mother said 1968 was when they supposedly legalized us to be able to practice our traditional ways. And so, and it wasn't yet in the boarding schools in a lot of places in the world, and or I'm sorry, the nation, but, you know, recognizing them and acknowledging them, and then also bringing them into this podcast tonight, you know, bringing all of our ancestors. Because when I come forward, I bring my ancestors. You come forward, you bring your ancestors. And so when we come into a sacred space, a sacred safe space like this, there's a lot of power behind it. And don't ever forget where you come from. And who you are and who your people are, right? And so acknowledging them and then also acknowledging the sacred healing land on which each of us are on. And here, I'm out here in Montana, Great Falls, Montana, the state of 12 tribes. And in this area was the area of the Little Shell, the Cree, and the Blackfeet, the Pekani. And so I'm going to acknowledge this land on which I am on as well. And so tonight, I wanted to start out with, you know, just letting you know a little bit about what the Red Rowan Power Hour entails. And so I will be speaking with you and interviewing and also bringing on guests that will be sharing their life stories. And this is a platform for wellness, for our beliefs, our traditions, and, you know, really highlighting what it is to be on the Red Road and what our lives can be like before we find it. And so I just want to say, you know, I've been in recovery for, it'll be coming up on 4 years here soon. And it wasn't an easy road, and it still isn't easy. I'm told by my great aunt, in traditional ways, she's my grandma, Char Burns, hi auntie, that this road was never meant to be easy. And those of us that are chosen, those of us that are healers, those of us that are leaders, those of us that, you know, are passionate about helping others, we're going to have it a little harder, right? And so having safe spaces like this one is really important and very crucial. And so, yeah, so what we're going to be doing on the Red Road and Power Hour is a multitude of things. And part of that is bringing in our music, right? Bringing in our traditional music, recognizing and acknowledging all that comes with healing. And when I say healing, I mean healing from a multitude of things, right? Because we come in this world already fighting. Already with intergenerational, historical trauma already within our DNA. We live in a nation that tells us that we're the minority. But that's not true. I've been learning, especially lately, you know, when you give your life to the good of something, and when you start your day with your intent, right? Like, I start my day with gratitude. And it changes my whole outlook on life. My whole view, my whole perception. And so starting my day out with a positive intent and saying, you know, thank you, Creator. Thank you, Istapatapio. This is going to be a Sukapi day. This is going to be a good day today, right? And whatever comes my way, whatever comes our way, we welcome Creator in with us. We ask to walk in that way that He would like us to walk. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to be perfect. We are far from perfect. We are human. But we are spiritual beings. Before we come into this world, we are spirits. What we have on us, what our spirit is in, is human, right? And without that spirit, what does that leave? That leaves a shell. An empty shell. And so when we're using and abusing, and I'm not just talking about substances as in drugs or alcohol, those too, but also food, drinks, you know, other substances that we can put on our bodies, what we watch, who we surround ourselves with, and what we listen to, that all plays a big part in who we are and how we're going to be. If we surround ourselves with garbage, if we eat garbage, if we watch garbage, if we listen to garbage, we're going to start believing in garbage. We're going to start believing we are garbage. And that was me. Now I'm 39 years old. And I started actively using when I was 13. You know, the first 11 years of my life, I was keeping a dark secret. A secret and carrying luggage and baggage for years that was never mine. Never meant for me to be dragging around. You know, but I was told if I was to tell anybody, you know, my cousin was molesting me. And my first memories of it was 2 years old. And it was probably happening before then. And he told me if I told anybody, he was going to hurt my parents. And so my first lesson in loyalty was a pretty ugly one, if you ask me. And so I went throughout life just wanting that acceptance. You know, I come from a family that's legacy is pretty thick throughout Indian country and throughout the nation. You know, I'm a direct descendant of the Heavy Runner clan. My great-great-grandmother was one of the 7 children that got away during that Heavy Runner massacre. You know, and our true history lies beneath a lot of lies. And a lot of those lies were there to deceit us. And they continue to deceit us. But Creator gave us something. He gifted us with something to help us survive here in this world. Because he knew to allow this world to be balanced, there has to be a north and a south. There has to be a male and a female. There has to be a good and a bad. Because all within that circle of life, no matter how sad it is to watch on, you know, the Discovery Channel or whatever, but, you know, tigers gotta eat. Lions gotta eat. So that cute little animal ends up getting savagely, you know, killed. And going back into survival, we come from a people that honored and showed gratitude in everything they did. When we kill something, we pray for it. We pray for that spirit. And we thanked Creator for allowing us to get that so we could feed our families. We never wasted anything. We never used too much. We used what we needed. And we looked out for one another. Now, I'm not saying we came from a perfect, pure world, because we didn't. But the world we live in now is the world that we choose to take home with us. And if we choose to sit there and listen to statistics and, you know, do research, find out who's writing a certain article. Don't believe everything you see in here, because a lot of it is garbage. And you, my relative, are a very precious, precious gift. And you were given gifts. And back to that gift Creator gave us to survive. We survived on instinct. And so, especially our life givers, our women, stand tall. You have the utmost amazing gift of all, and that is the gift of giving life. And you, of all my sisters, feel that internal gut instinct. Listen to it. The more we listen to ourselves, because we are creators, creations. And so listening to those gifts that he's given us, we're honoring him. And we're honoring one another. And we're choosing treasure over trash. You are the majority, my relatives. And never forget that. So I'm going to play a song for you folks, and we'll get back to this talk on the Red Road and Power Hour here on Inner Tribal Radio. So that's my cue to get into our next segment. So I'm going to read a little bit from the seven philosophies from Native Americans, and it says, letter from Grandma. A nation is not defeated until the hearts of its women are on the ground. Granddaughters, nieces, daughters, there's so much I want to share with you, yet so little time. I want to share with you what my grandma shared with me. So I speak with a purpose. Within you is the future. What does that mean? It means that every choice you make, any action you take, will have an impact upon your children and their children. Our ancestors told us the choices we make today affect the seven generations after us. This means each one of us has a very important decision to make. I wouldn't be surprised if this didn't scare you a bit. It scared me when I was your age. However, my grandmother told me that what we have each been given, many gifts to help meet our responsibilities. These, along with your ability to be aware of many blessings in your life, will help you live a healthy life, a life worth living. I write you this letter from the other world. My heart cries out with the painful things that are going on in our communities. There is so much information that you are getting that is not good for your character or for you as an Indigenous woman. I'm going to give you seven philosophies that should guide your life. This is information that should be in the back of your mind. This is a place where awareness works. If you study the seven ways, they will develop in front of your mind, and you will develop it into a strong, spiritually balanced woman that the Creator intended for you to become. Never in our history as Native people have our women ever been weak. We have always been strong. It is the Native women who carry the medicine bundles for our communities. This is why in some of our communities we have clans or nations. Because of this strength, we have been chosen to be the life giver. Only we can bring into existence the life of a child into the world. To have been given the power of the life giver is so special. But along with the power comes responsibility. We are the first teachers,
for our children. Other teachers will come later, but we are the first. So whatever is in the back of our minds, we will give to our children, and they will give to their children. Many of you have entered the puberty cycle, which means you can now bear children. You now need the knowledge to prepare you to become the first teacher. The world you live in now, you did not create. It was created for you by the adults in your community. Even before you were born, it was being created. Some of this world you live in is out of harmony. In order to become a strong, balanced, spiritual woman, you'll need some special guidance to help you make choices and decisions. There are some decisions you need to make now for your life and the life of your children and their children to be on this red road. This is the road we Native people have walked for many generations. What I am about to tell you will not be easy for you to do. There will be times in your life when you will need to walk alone. You will learn during these times that you can depend on Creator. There will be times you will need to sacrifice. You will learn during these times that the Creator will be there to help you. There will be sad times and there will be happy times. These are the times when it's easiest to be near Creator. You will learn that your relationship with Creator will be the best relationship you have. If you follow this path, your life will be good. You were born not by accident, but you were put here for a very special reason. You will find out that Creator has given each of you a very special gift and a very special talent. You are the only human who possesses this gift and talent. No other woman on this Mother Earth has it. Only you. To develop and use this gift is the reason you were born. This gift is not to be used to serve the Creator, or this gift is to be used, to serve Creator and to help others. In order to help you, I have given you the 7 philosophies to guide your life so you can guide our communities and make sure that our future generations are strong. Walking Beauty. Grandma. And as we go along, we'll go through these 7 philosophies, but you know, I really love that letter. It really resonated with me, and I'm sure it will resonate with each and every one of you. I'm not the best storyteller, but I wanted to share that with you guys tonight. So why don't we go into our next song? And I'll talk to you here in a bit.
Goodbye and the spam calls. Hello to a phone plan with built-in spam blocking. See you later, network.
Yeah.
And that was Northern Cree, off their Red and White album, the Sweetheart Shuffle. And they're from up in Canada somewhere, I'm not quite sure, but shout out to Northern Cree, they're one of my favorites. And so, you know, I just want to thank you again for joining me tonight. It's been, again, an honor and a privilege to be able to be on this platform with you and share a bit of my experience, strength, and hope. And again, I hope there was something said tonight that you can take home with you and possibly implement into your own lives. And so, got a little bit more time here, and I just like to, you know, end on a good note. And so, thinking of, you know, my brothers and sisters out there that are still suffering, there is hope. To those that are missing, you are not forgotten. We share your stories. We say your names. And for those of you that are missing loved ones, don't give up. But we got to understand, nobody's going to do the work for us. We got to come together and find, you know, listen to what that gift Creator's given you, of being able to tell. When you're on the right path, when you're surrounding yourself with good people, and being involved with, you know, maybe something like this platform, you know. So if any of you would like to come on here and be interviewed, you know, share your life story, your experiences, you know, people need to hear that. Your relatives need to hear that. I need to hear that. So if you're ever interested in coming on here and sharing this sacred, safe space with us, you get a hold of us. My email is empoweringwomen365@outlook.com. You can also find us Inner Tribal Radio on Blog Talk, on Anchor. We're now on Discord. We're on Facebook. And there's many of us, you know, and so I really encourage you to think about coming on and joining us within this movement of well living. And speaking of well living, I'd like to share with you, you know, the meaning of well-briety. And so it says here, well-briety is a term that means to be sober and well. It means to live a sober life that is balanced emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. It is about whole person wellness. Well-briety teaches that we must find sobriety from addictions to alcohol and other drugs. And I want to say other substances as well. Food, drinks, you know, of course, drugs, alcohol, but also what we listen to, who we surround ourselves with, where we're at. And so, and recover from the harmful effects of those families and whole communities. So ourselves, individually, our families, communities, and our nations. The well part of well-briety is the inspiration to go on beyond sobriety and recovery, committing to a life of wellness and healthy every day. White Bison, who is Don Coyes's nonprofit, disseminates culturally based principles, values, and teachings to support healthy community development and servant leadership to support healing from alcohol, substance misuse, co-occurring disorders, and intergenerational historical trauma. That said, many non-Native people use this platform as well. Healing resources attend our learning circles and volunteer their services. And so that's a little bit about what Wellbriety stands for. And I just want to give a shout out to White Bison and all them good folks. You know, I was honored and privileged enough to be able to take their Warrior Dawn Recovery Reentry Coach training. And a gentleman by the name of Mateo Little Bird trained me along with Winona Stevens. And Winona Stevens will be joining me on another platform to do a podcast. And she's one of those pioneers within the Warrior Down. Her a couple nonprofits that she's working for, as well as help develop, and also volunteers and is on boards as well. And so check us out on Montana's Peer Network. They have a page on Facebook and Instagram. But you know, I was lucky enough, a place like called by the name of One Health, a wonderful woman, Megan, who works for them or is them, allowed me to take part in another training, an Indigenous training. I'm now a certified facilitator for the Fatherhood of Sacred, Motherhood of Sacred by the Native American Fatherhood and Families Association. And Al Pooley was actually our trainer for that. He developed the program. Another really good, amazing Isugapi. Great, great resource, guys. I really encourage you, you know, again, to educate yourself and educate yourself on your tribe's ways, you know, and take what you feel is good, and you know, develop your own traditions within all of that, you know, bringing some of the old within with the new. You know, that's good, because with that newness, we pull in that next generation, and this is about healing all of us, right? And so I really appreciate, you know, when you get on this red road, and those of you that are on it, know that Creator brings some wonderful people into our lives, brings some wonderful opportunities into our lives. And a lot of my visions that I've had, I've been able to implement into what I'm doing and the work I do today. And I'm very, very grateful. And that's another intent. One of the biggest intents, the intent to put out there in the universe, is just gratitude. Having an attitude of gratitude and just be thankful for every little thing. You know, I tell my kids, nobody owes us anything. We're not coming to this life, you know, with anybody owing us anything. And so when we get things, or we're gifted things, or good things come into our life, even the negative things, because we learn from them, right? Those are lessons. Those are lessons that teach us, Creator reaches us, and we're able to overcome and look back on all that negative that we've overcome, not only as individuals, but our families and our you know, our tribes, our nations. You know, and there's a lot of work to do out there, but I'm telling you, the best thing you could do right now is to be healing yourself, because if we're not good to anybody. If we don't start learning to love ourselves if we don't start doing little things for ourselves and not rely on anybody else to do it for us, it feels good to be able to do something for myself, whether it's go get a pedicure, go get a manicure. I'm not big on manicures. I'm big on manicures, but I'm not big on getting my nails done. I think it just really messes them up. But, you know, doing little things, getting a facial, you know, buying yourself some new perfume, buying yourself some new gear, you know, buying your kids things. And before you know it, your place is full of all kinds of stuff and you need to get rid of things like me. But, you know, there's so much power in knowledge. And there's even more power in an educated spiritual being that is female, that is a life giver. Nothing stronger than an educated woman that's indigenous. You know, because we're spiritual beings, folks. We take all of that, and within that meaning of wobriety, it says holistically, you know, mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And I took a traditional teaching with a gentleman by the name of John Bird. He's my relative. Shout out to John. Visiting with him on Facebook today, but, you know, he took that medicine wheel and he taught us, you know, some teachings within it. And there's so many teachings within a medicine wheel. But he said, you know, draw that, and within our everyday lives, you know, when we're feeling off kilter, have some things written in each of those areas mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. What are we doing to feed each of those areas? Mentally, you know, to be educating ourselves, to be educating our children. We could be visiting with our peers, good, you know, peers that are on the same road physically. Now, I could use some work on that area. But, you know, bike riding, going outside and just putting our feet in the grass, grounding ourselves, being in one with Mother Earth. You know, when we're overwhelmed, closing our eyes with our feet in the grass or our feet in the dirt, and just literally feeling all of that negativity go away and go back into Mother Earth and let Mother Earth take care of that, right? Visually seeing it coming off of us and going back in there, you know, and taking a power stance and taking our power back. Emotionally, what are we doing emotionally for ourselves? Well, right now you're listening to me and I think this is a pretty, you know, positive, emotionally good platform. You know, going to wobriety groups, going to whatever you dig, you know, going those types of support groups, being with your peers. You know, maybe you need some counseling. It takes a tribe to keep us up. It takes a tribe to keep me up. You know, getting that support within those types of things, checking out the resources out there. Spiritually, what are you doing to feed yourself spiritually? Are you starting your day with good intent? Are you being grateful? Are you smudging? Are you praying? Are you meditating? Are you, you know, practicing within your ceremonial ways? Talking to your elders? You know, these are just ideas, and I'm not saying, you know, go out and do these things. These are some things that I do and I want to share with you. And so just thinking about that stuff, what are we doing to help ourselves? Because like I said, if we are not good, you're not good for anybody else. And, you know, doing this stuff, if you're single, shout out to all the single women. You know, we could be independent. We could be educated. We can be talented. We could be spiritual beings. We could be creators. Creators of, you know, podcasts, webinars. Creators of being, we could be entrepreneurs. You know, us women are leading the way right now. And our men, our indigenous men, I just really encourage you to be strong enough to lift our women up. Because this is that time our women are really taking the lead, you know, whether it be, you know, PTA, whether it be, you know, the Missing Murdered Indigenous Task Force, whether it be the colleges, whether it be, you know, Congress or politics, or whether it be mothers. Being a mother is a full-time job, but we're all of those things, right? We are individuals that can handle all of that. And so never, ever, ever estimate a woman with that. And we all have that within us. And so it's getting to the top of the hour, folks. And I just want to, again, thank you for joining me. This is Leo Wetzel on the Intertribal Radio's Red Road and Power Hour. And I want to thank you all for being here. And I urge you to check us out. Come on and be a guest. Get interviewed. Come share your life story. You know, come give me some of that Native sense of humor. I love to hear from you guys. Be blessed.